Joe Davison from the Sacramento Bee, the Sacramento legend. He's rocking with me right now. We were talking during the break, and we were doing our best weather report, I guess, here on this sports show. And
we're all about news, man.
That's it. You know, that's it.
The weather. See, this is how limited our relationship is where we have to dig into weather to kind of get it going. You know, it's a conversation starter. But yeah. It was about San Francisco weather.
Yeah, it was about San Francisco.
Bay Area.
And somebody can correct me if I saw this wrong, but they're not, San Francisco isn't supposed to break 70 degrees for the rest of July. And they said between June and July, they've only broken 70 degrees twice. And that would be the first time it's been that low since like 1906 or something like that. I think yeah. That's what I saw, but it was something crazy like that.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about when we miss each other. You know, say, hey, happy birthday. Hey, what do you think of the weather patterns down in San Francisco? Isn't that just something?
Crazy, useless facts. Yeah. But I did want to save this for the show, and I just wanted to remind you, we revisited one of the all-time D'Lo and KC moments a couple weeks ago when poor Joe was in the witness protection program.
Felt like it.
It's an all-time moment, man. We played it back because we talk about it, but we actually played it back, and that was an all-time moment. I don't think it made top 10 moments, but it should have. It was top 5.
Well, it's a blunder moment. I think I was at a car wash or something and got stuck, and I explained it that I'm at a car wash without a car because I was in some kind of botched witness protective deal, but they didn't catch me, and so it must have worked. They got the other car that came out of the car wash, though.
Yeah. See, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Watch enough of those movies, you know how to make those moves. But yeah, man, Joe D, man, he's on here today. You know, just it's the middle of the summer. We got a few things to talk about. Just wanted to catch up with him. And I was telling you last night, I was talking to my wife and kids, actually, and they were probably like, why are you talking to me about this? But I was like, we're not that far away from one of the biggest high school games in recent memory. And I'll let you talk about like where it ranks in recent memory. But Folsom and Grant are going to be playing each other week 0, week 1, something like that, out in Folsom. And first of all, shout out to those two schools, those two programs for making it happen. I think it was as simple as Grant might have been like, hey, Folsom, we got an open week. Do you want to play? And Folsom was like, yeah, let's play. And they made it happen. And like I mentioned, this is one of the biggest games that we've seen in recent memory, man. Am I overdoing it with that, or what you think?
Oh, I think it's totally true. I think it's awesome. I guess I had to check my phone and see if that's the right date. Yes. So it'll be Folsom and Grant. Folsom is just won its fourth consecutive Section Division I championship in like 9 in the last 10 years. And Grant's a 3-time defending state champion, state finals, 2 of the last 3 years, won it last year. Great coaches at both schools. Fantastic. Great opener. I mean, it might be the best season opener since those two teams played in 2010 to open the season in 2011. And both of those times, Grant rolled. Grant was just still on top of its game. Famed coach Mike Albergini, the late, great Mike Albergini. And Folsom was rising to power under Chris Richardson and Troy Taylor as they got that program just off and going. Program been around for decades, but had struggled with power football and went to the spread. When everybody else did. And then in 2010, with Daniel Graves, the National Max Preps Player of the Year, Sacramento Bee Player of the Year, quarterback Daniel Graves, leads Folsom in a rematch against Grant, and they win. Folsom wins big and wins a state championship. So both teams, this is so good and so fitting that these two teams play. Grant is now going to be in the Division I playoffs too as well, Kenny. After playing in lower divisions because of the section's sustained success, you keep winning section championships. 3 in a row for Grant, then you move up. Grant doesn't fear anybody. The Pacers are also taking on De La Salle. We've heard of them over the decades. Yeah. De La Salle's coming up for a game in September in non-league. Last season, Grant played De La Salle for the first time, and De La Salle rolled, and De La Salle was was older and more experienced. So now Grant's got a lot of experience. So that should be a terrific game. So great scheduling locally. Love to see it. And Sarah of San Mateo has been in the state open division three of the last 4 years, and we'll play Folsom and Sarah's opener on a Saturday. So there's all that good scheduling everywhere. Love it.
Yeah, man. And it's one of those things where, I mean, it's always been pretty good, but what would you say, Joe, for the last 10 years? I mean, the football here in Sacramento, the high school football is elevated to being that of one of the best in the state. Obviously, you see these schools, Folsom, Grant, and other schools winning state championships. But, I mean, it was always good. Like I said, back in the old days when I was in high school, it was good. But it seems like it's turned up a notch in the last decade or 15 years or so.
You're spot on. And I think it's the growth of this area. It's reflective of that. And there's always debate, Kenny, that, oh, there's so many new schools now, some 40 high schools in the last 40 years, seriously, in this whole section. Wow. And you think about that's Monterey Trail, Franklin, Sheldon, Laguna Creek of the Oakville Unified, Natomas, Intercom, Vista del Lago, all the, you know, Rockland, Granite Bay, Whitney, you know, all of those schools, they weren't around 30 years ago. And so what's happened is it didn't thin out the talent pool. With the growth, all these schools are big schools. They're still large enrollment schools, 2,500 students, some of them close to 3,000. And so that, you know, and terrific coaches and a lot of youth football programs and communities that support it, whether it's over in Yolo County, up Highway 50, Folsom, and, you know, El Dorado Hills and above, or up in Auburn or Rockland. Anyway, it's everywhere, including in the city with Grant and Sac High. And Burbank had 17 playoff teams in a row at 3,500 Florin Road and South Sac. And, you know, so all that. And Grant was the – our Sacramento will be team of the decade for the 1990s and the 2000s in football under Coach Mike Albert Jr. They had the best teams. They had the best players. They had the best coach. They had the biggest moments. Though teams like Nevada Union and others were right there with them. And so then the area closed the gap because Grant was just steamrolling everybody. And that started with non-league early season games. Oak Ridge did that with Ian Book as a sophomore quarterback. And then he beats the famed Grant Pacers, and they chased after him, and they threw him around and beat on him, and he survived it. And they knew they had a great quarterback. He's in the NFL still with the Philadelphia Eagles after a great career at Oak Ridge and Notre Dame. So, and then Folsom, by losing the Grant, redid its program in 2010. And so there you go. So, and it's great to see Grant still. Grant had a couple down years. Yeah. It's common for private public schools, but Grant does come right back, and football's bigger than ever out in Del Paso Heights.
Yeah, I love that program, man. I love what they do in that area and with that program, because you've seen it a number of different times, man. I was showing somebody around the city, and I took them by Grant High School, and I said the amount of pride that this community has for the athletics, particularly the football team, is I just love it. And you know, I'm a Clatchy Line, I'm a South Sac guy, but I love the love in the DPH that they have for Grant High School and Grant football.
And that's been there for decades. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody graffitis Grant High School. Mm-hmm. You don't see any graffiti on that big gym with beautiful murals. You don't see it. Mm-hmm. You don't see it on the football field or anything, because people take – that's off limits. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't do it. It's like the Sam Pinnell Center in South Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Nobody defaces that. That's just too valuable. That's just too much pride. Mm-hmm. So I think that's – and so much of it's through athletics and girls basketball and baseball's had some good revival seasons in the past and trying to get going. Both Grant's got new baseball and softball facilities. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And a new pool. And I'm going to get a new press box put in for the football stadium and Mike Albergini Field, incidentally. So, yeah, the city school pride is big. Yeah. It's big. And, you know, and especially at schools like Grant and McClatchy is trying to get going. And McClatchy's got new coaches. And we've talked about this before. You know, that's a crown jewel school in Sac City Unified. Been around since 1937, I think, McClatchy Lions. They just need more bodies in football because they do well in other sports. And, you know, because you can't play football in high school with 15 guys. You might start the season with 22, then attrition, injuries, things like that. And McClatchy and Kennedy of Greenhaven, also the Sac City Unified, have forfeited football games this fall against the Grant Pacers, knowing they were not ready. They did it last season. McClatchy did. Kennedy did not. Took a big loss. But it allows Grant, because this decision was made in January when the league schedules came out, Kenny, it allowed Grant to get non-league opponents without having a hole in its schedule. Yeah. That's how far the gap is in the city.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, I got my main man, Joe Davison, here from the Sacramento Bee, man. We're just talking everything prep sports here in the city. And you talk about, we talk about the football elevating out here. It's elevating in all sports. And I think one of the things that we're seeing, I can speak specifically to the baseball side of it, is I've got a 12-year-old son who plays baseball. And I'll just speak for this area that I know, the Laguna Elk Grove area, super, super competitive with the baseball. And that's why this stuff is elevating, because it's starting at 9 years old. Like, this is that youth baseball that you got out in Laguna and out in Elk Grove at 9 years old is some of the best in the state. Like, these guys are playing statewide, and they're playing at a high level, and it just trickles down into the high school level. And we're seeing that in prep football. We're seeing that in AAU basketball and with the baseball as well, and soccer as well.
And there's a lot of it's fueled by growth. And this has been a pattern in Elk Grove and Laguna for decades. And the Elk Grove Thundering Herd baseball team with its youth program and Jeff Carlson, the high school coach, and a lot of section championships, the best baseball coach in this region's history, the most decorated, most championships, and quite a few guys in the big leagues. Rowdy Tellez, Dylan Carlson, son of the coach, are in the big leagues. And, you know, that's hard to do. And then the Franklin Wildcats of the Elk Grove Unified school's about 23 years old or so. In the last several years, they have really been a NorCal Division I powerhouse, winning a section Division I championship. And Brian Kilby and his great staff, and they're getting guys drafted and signed and everything. So it's same thing, same up in Placer County. The youth programs that feed into Granite Bay and Whitley and Rockland and Wood Creek, fantastic. Same with softball. The softball in this region is at the Deloro Golden Eagles of Loomis in Placer County, where the state ranked number one softball team by Cal High Sports for most of the season. I mean, and that includes the heavyweights down in Southern California, because that's where the best programs are. They're as good as this area is in team play. You know, modern day is the number one team in America. Down in Santa Ana in Orange County, number one team in America again. And they have like 38 players, Kenny, and I may be low on this guess. They have 38 players or so last year that had Division I offers. So those are a lot of reserves. And so they become a magnet for transfers. So that, as great as Folsom is and Grant is, they're not at that level, and they know it. But they can certainly play each other, play Sarah and play Sam and De La Salle to get stronger. That's not their goal. They're not trying to close in on Modern Day. They just want to keep winning section championships and state championships. But even De La Salle and Sarah, as monstrous as those teams have been, they get mowed under by Modern Day and Bosco. Those teams of Bosco, Bellflower down in Southern California, they have become the best programs in America. And I'm not so sure they should even be in the CIF. They're going to have that kind of amount of transfers. And a lot of kids will transfer in for their senior year, play football, and then transfer back for the winter quarter. That's and amazing. Then both schools will have a scholarship signing party. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, those are borderline college programs down there.
They are. And you know, and have them play against other college programs, the IMG academies. And nobody's suggesting it's not a great opportunity to be able to transfer and go and move around. But it peels away a lot of the high school stuff that we appreciate like we're talking about here and with these local teams.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to my guy, Coach Kelby, too. He's a listener to the show. He's a big 49ers fan. So when I see him, man, he's always showing love. Shout out to my man, Coach Kelby. One thing, as we stay on prep sports real quick, because I want to talk to you about some Sac State stuff as well. But the one thing that we've got to figure out here in the city, and I don't know what it is, but basketball wise, we've lost players to Southern California and Vegas. So obviously everybody knows Jerry McCain. He's from Sacramento. He left. He went down and played, I think, at Modern Day down in L.A. They had the young
Sierra Canyon, I think.
Sierra Canyon or Modern Day. I can't remember what Sierra Canyon is exactly where it is.
It's one of those guys, you know, those teams down there.
So we lost that. There's another young guy I just saw on Instagram the other day who's going to go to Sierra Canyon, who was a big-time prep player here. I think he might be in the ninth grade or something like that. Monterey Trail, they just lost their stud freshman. He's going to Bishop Gorman, I think, in Nevada. Basketball-wise.
No, he's not even going. See, that's it. Not to interrupt you, my friend, but yeah. He's going to – I can't even remember the school. It's Durow. He's a 6'7 forward, Sacramento Beagle Metro player, terrific, well coached, great coaching staff. You know, that's his decision, family's decision. But they went to a high school just outside of Henderson, Nevada, that didn't do anything at all last season. And, you know, there's NIL money involved. You know, this is a family decision. But, you know, if they're trying to go to make him a better player to get him on the recruiting radar, he was already on the recruiting radar. And Jerry McCain would have gotten all those same scholarship offers that had he played for Mike Wall and Folsom, which is where he had family go. I mean, he's as great a coach as there is in the entire state, yeah. Mike Wall. So, but you know, it's kudos to the ambition and everything, but it's sometimes it doesn't work. You get a lot of kids who transfer from school to school to school.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go to a prep school. Sometimes they come back. And then you see the pattern in college, you know, the transfer portal and college basketball, and you know, it's just whatever fits. But you know, I think we're kind of old school. Not to sound like a curmudgeon, it is your birthday and everything. But you know, I'm refreshed with the schools that have people who were there for all 4 years.
Yeah, I agree. I am old school.
At least three.
Yeah.
I'll wiggle a little bit. At least 2.5.
Man, see, even that's too much, man. I want all 4 years. That's where you're going to be at, man. But I am a little old school. Things have changed in that respect. Switching gears a little bit. Things have changed in East Sacramento by Sac State. And they got it popping over there. The Sac State football team. We'll start with them. My man, Coach Brandon Marion. I don't know if you've seen their YouTube series on GoGo TV, GoGo Football TV on YouTube. I just watched the second episode yesterday. And one of the things that stood out to me in both episodes is, now we have to see it on the field. I got to actually see it. But the amount of top-end talent that they have in the building on that roster, I can't remember. Doesn't mean they're going to be the best team or nothing like that, but I can't remember that level of talent being at that school, at least since I've been paying attention to Sac State. Do you remember like more like 5-star, 3-star, all this type of stuff?
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, not even close. And Brandon Marion is the reason. He's the coach. He's spirited. He's fun. He rocks that cowboy hat. Media day was over the weekend up in Spokane, Washington. And he had two of his players, there wearing a cowboy hat. Aiden Meek is one of the veteran offensive linemen. He's from Bakersfield because this is what I wear anyway. So there's a good spirit about that. They've never signed this many 3-star, 4-star. They've never even had any that I know of any 4-star signings before. Even Ryder Lyons, the 5-star quarterback at Folsom, this area's best player and one of the top players in America, he took a recruiting visit. I think it's kind of out of a favor, you know, because the programs have coaches that you know, Chris Richardson's the offensive line coach for the Hornets, a long time at Folsom, that kind of thing. But there's nothing wrong with it. I appreciate when guys do that, and why not have a little fun with it? Yeah. But you're right. And Coach Marion, his whole motto is one great year could change your life, and including you may have some of these guys just for 1 year. And if they want to go somewhere else, that's the new line of thinking. You don't try to talk them out of it. You want to make it the best environment and setting you can. If they want to move on, you encourage them, you help them. Yeah. And so we'll see what they can do. Just the 72 new players, you know, new quarterbacks, Jaden Rashada from Georgia. He's from the East Bay in Pittsburgh. Cardale Williams coming in from Tulsa. Running backs from Pittsburgh is Rodney Hammond. Sam Adams, the second of University of Washington. Savion Red of Nevada. Sammy Norris of UNLV. I mean, those are all FBS programs. Yeah. Yeah. And they can't all carry the ball. So, and the fullback in this new offense, the go-go offense, which is designed to have a lot of plays and all kinds of options, including a fullback. So that's going to be interesting. And the offensive line's got three starters back for position coach Chris Richardson. So they were only picked to be sixth in the 12-team Big Sky race by media and coaches in a poll. But UC Davis was picked second. And, that's a program that doesn't want to do the portal heavy. They want the five-year players, the four-year players, the high school players. Tim Plow's the coach, and it's a proven product that Dan Hawkins was doing. That's what, when he was the head coach there, and Bob Biggs and Bob Foster and all of those great coaches and, over the decades, forever, Jim Soaker, the greatest of them all. And so that's what they're doing. They're getting a lot of recruits, and Caden Penix, a former DeLauro of Loomis player, he's their new quarterback. So I think the Big Sky is going to be exciting. And Sac State's last year in the Big Sky and in the FCS. UC Davis is happy being in the FCS. Best season ever in the FCS last year for the Aggies. 11-3 win-loss record. Pushed champion, eventual champion Montana State in a great Big Sky game. It's great football. So both teams should be – the Causeway Classic, the end of the regular season, Kenny, should have something on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Davis is a
– playoff berth, a conference championship. This is great.
Davis is going to be legit this year. Davis is going to be real good this year. I think Sac State, some of that ranking and everything, I think it had a little bit to do with, they're leaving. First of all, they've been getting a lot of attention and a lot of headlines. And some of those coaches and media guys are like, hold the brakes, pump the brakes a little bit. You're going to have to prove it to us. I think that's where some of that preseason ranking might have been. But that's just
– And they're excited about it. They want to prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the swagger and the extra bounce in their step. And, I went to the spring practices and went to the spring game. Everybody's active. There's constant activity. There's attention to detail. That's impressive when all these guys are new. Mm-hmm. And Chris Richardson's the holdover from the previous regime.
Yeah.
Big Sky Conference champions in 2019, 21, 22 under Troy Taylor. That's when it got going. And then a tough season last year with the injuries, and that's what led to a new coach in Brendan Marion. And this is his first head coaching gig. He's fired up. I don't think – they had 8,500 people went to the spring game. Yeah. I've been to the spring games at Sac State in the years past where there were dozens of people.
Yeah.
Not even quite hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Though I think dozens adds up to hundreds later, but I don't know. We'll talk about weather. Get back on track.
And look, Joe, we talked about football. And football, I'm super excited for that. The basketball program is making way. I can't wait for them. And I think we've talked about this privately before. I've been saying for years, and I know you've been advocating too, no disrespect to the Big Sky, but you guys got to get out of there. You need to be in the Big West. You need to be in the WCC or something like that. They finally made the move to the Big West. I think that's going to help the basketball program and the other Olympic sports immensely with recruiting and all this other stuff. I can't wait for that either.
Well, I think it's a great move. And, I could appreciate the previous coaches at Sac State basketball. Brian Katz, a fantastic coach. Right. He's the only one who's led them to Division I winning seasons twice since they moved up to Division I in 1991. So it's been a long, tough road. And now it's Mike Bibby's turn, and he wanted this job. His big hire, the former King star, his big hire was somebody he worked with at the Kings, and that was Al Bianconi, the strength and conditioning coach. This guy is world-renowned. Yeah. And he was strength coach for the Chinese national basketball team. He was with the Kings forever. He's had his own operation helping student athletes. And so when the Kings were great with Vlade and Weber and those guys and Bibby, he was an anchor for all of that. So he told me when I've known coach, Al Bianconi for years, strength coach, he'd deny he was a coach otherwise. But I said, what did you see in Bibby that makes you think that this can work? And he said, as a player, he had an incredible attention to detail on fundamentals of the game and being in shape and keeping him. He's in better shape now than he's ever been, but he was great. As a player, he didn't miss games because of injuries.
Right.
And then Al Bianconi said that Bibby flew him down 5 years in a row down to Phoenix, where he was a high school coach at his alma mater, Shadow Mountain High, national powerhouse in Phoenix. And he worked with the kids for several weeks, strength and conditioning, they won state championships. Mm. And what he said that he saw was he really taught the fundamentals of the game.
Yeah.
You know, the just defensive rotations and faking movements and just right to the basic thing. The thinking, Kenny, is that these guys, you know, if you're already great athletes, you know, if you could do the fundamental part of basketball, then you're going to be a better team.
100%.
We see it in high school level. We don't see it as much in the NBA. It's just more three-point shooting. It's wide open, yeah, which is kind of cool. I'm not a big fan of it. You know, in high school and college, when we have the NCAA tournament that comes to Golden One, I think it's going to be here again this next spring, mm-hmm, you'll see that. That's fun. Yeah. You're a basketball player. Oh, that's, yeah, fundamentals are fun to see.
Absolutely.
And when the teams can do it. So that'll be the real challenge for B, because he's got 14 new players, complete turnover through the transfer portal, including Shaquille O'Neal's youngest son.
Yep.
And they're trying to see if Shaq could DJ some games, you know, with, as part of his duties as
definitely
yellow man in here.
He's definitely going to be in the building. I know you're going to be in the building. I'm going to be in the building, man.
Jake, I'm going to be in the building. I think I've never been this excited for Sac State basketball, and I think it's a great storyline for us in the media.
Yeah.
And it's just great for the city with that new well being revamped to put 3,200 seats. And, you know, because the old gym is tired.
Right.
You know, I don't think they're getting those kids this many with that old gym.
Right.
It's a great practice gym, and now the time is here. And that's credit to President Luke Wood and Athletic Director Mark Orr, and they have backed up what they said. Now they still have challenges. You know, are you going to be able to make it to the FBC? NCAA denied the waiver to move up.
Yeah.
Must get that football stadium redone, and this fall we'll have new concessions and bathrooms. So they're working on it, and you know, FBS inclusion will help the floodgates for NIL money from companies and business in Sacramento who are waiting for that moment.
Well, they'll hit up Joe Davison for when they need that NIL. You know what I mean? He's got you. He got it like that. Joe, I appreciate you, big dog, man. We're going to talk closer to that Grant Folsom game. We're going to talk again, man.
And remember, on your birthday, it's not just a birthday. It's a birthday week.
That's right. That's right. Words to live by my man Joe Davison, man. Appreciate you, Joe. I'm going to talk to you soon, man.
All right, my friend. Talk soon.
All right. Take care. Joe Davison of the Sacramento Bee. That's